78. Federal Convention.
Thanks very much. From the bucolic, this is a bit like going from the sublime to the corblime, this next item. Because from the bucolic beauty of that Ralph McTell, Dave Mattock song, inspired by all those girls going out to seek employment, gathering the harvest and meeting. Oh, God, gets you, doesn't it? This is a little item that I wrote when I was locked in a pub about 7 years ago. I couldn't get out. I was in there for a week. It was a week of complete self-abuse. Something that the Morris men here can relate to, I'm sure. But, you know, that's the great thing about self-abuse is you don't have to dress up for it, right?
Time and the war has begun. Justin Road, Justin Road, Justin Road, on your throne. Justin Road, Justin Road, and the war has begun. Thank you.
She's run away, she's run away. And she ran so bitterly. Now call, dear Connor, my friend. But don't call on me.
Just the road, just the road. Thank you.
Ein altes Stück von unserem Album von 1970. Es heißt Full House. Und dieses Stück heißt Dirty Linen.
Thank you. The song is called Close to the Wind, and it's from the English county of Northamptonshire, which is not generally known for its long tradition of seafaring tunes, being as it is in the industrial South Midlands country. But in fact, Close to the Wind is not, in this instance, a nautical expression, although I did tell the people in Perth that it was, and ingratiated myself hugely. It is more, in this instance, a sort of symbolic expression of taking chances with little hope of success. And it relates, as it were, historical events which occurred almost 200 years ago this week. No, seriously, folks, the song's only about 4 or 5 years old, but it was written about a historical event in our native patch of England. The last bunch of people to be executed en masse in Northamptonshire were known as the Culworth Gang, for no better reason than they were a gang and they lived in the village of Culworth. And this all happened in 1789, and they were strung up by the neck in the marketplace and duly dispatched for their nefarious misdeeds, which I do not have time nor space to catalogue here, but suffice it to say they weren't really that naughty as highwaymen went in those days. They were just trying to supplement the family income in a way which is not possible nowadays. I mean, we can't go out and cut purses because people don't wear purses on their wrists anymore and that sort of thing. But of course in their day they weren't able to go out and reform folk rock groups and go to Australia during the winter, so I suppose it's a case of swingers and roundabouts. Anyway, thank you very much for your attention. The song is, as I say, called Close to the Wind and goes like this anytime now. The constable comes up from Brackley Market, and 100 volunteers too. Oh, will we hide in the forest for fear they would run us to ground? For the wild sea we sail upon it, too close to the wind. For 20 years from Daventry down to the southern byways, we've bought both the rich and the poor. For our times our families were starving, the highway it kept them alive. So the wilds we sailed upon it, too close to the wind. Night, I lie in a dark dungeon, condemned on the gallows to die, while the man who gave us away is only bound for Australia. No man
Sleep his feet, saying, how do you like my feather bed? And how do you like my sheets? And how do you like my lady wife, who lies in your lap to sleep? Oh, well, I like your feather bed, but better I like your sheets. Best of all, I like your lady gay, who lies in my arms to sleep. Get up, Lord, I'm sorry. Get up as quick as you can, so it'll never be said in this fair land that I keep my wee naked man. Oh, I won't get up and I won't get up, I won't get up for my life. For you have too long beaten sword, while I had a fucking knife. It's true, I have to beat a sword, and it cost me deep for the first. But you will love the better of them, and I will be the worst. And you will strike me the very first blow, strike it like a man. I will strike the very next blow, and I'll kill you if I can. The very next blow, and Matty struck the floor. And then he took his own dear wife, and he put her upon his knee. He said, who do you like the best of us now? He said, Matty Groves or me? And that up took his own dear wife, never heard him speak so free. I would rather one kiss from that Matty's lips than you and all your finery. And that Lord Arnold, he jumped up and loudly did he fall. These lovers in, but won't you marry my lady at the top? She was of noble kin.
find in better words. These ideas never lasting long. The way is up along the road. The air is growing thin. Blown up this mountain by the wind.
Thank you very much. Simon Nicol was on lead vocals and played acoustic and electric guitars, Dave Mattox, drums and keyboards, Dave Pegg, vocals, bass guitar and mandolin, Rick Sanders, electric violin and keyboards, and Martin Alcock, guitars, mandolin, bouzouki and vocals.
Ourselves up and swept away some of the cobwebs from our collective memories with a couple of items from the happy distant days of the late 60s, early 70s, with a number which is not to be found on an early Fairport record. In fact, this is a little sneak preview for you here for a tune that Mr. Martin Alcock has brought into the band with him. Mr. Martin Alcock, on my extreme left, your extreme right. Very extreme person. This tune is called Cat on the Mixer, for reasons we better not go into at this point. And we've segued into a John Kirkpatrick tune called The Gas Almost Works, and these two are probably going to surface on the next Fairport record, which is going to be called Expletive Delighted.
Un, deux,
shoulders above anything else we'll be doing tonight, because it's from such a learned, erudite background. The accountant in question I hope there aren't any accountants in the audience tonight. Oh, hi there. Right, change of introduction. Now, he's a very nice chap. His name is John Richards. And he lives in the Midlands, in England. And in a former life, he used to be the captain of the Sea Glowing Tea Clipper, which is easy for me to say, as you hear. And he committed a transgression. He lost his ship. It sank because he was overly ambitious with its seafaring capabilities. And he was a sole survivor of the wreck. And he felt really bad about this. So when he was reincarnated into this life, he had to work off some of this bad karma by obviously becoming an accountant. But to further expiate his ill-doings of a former life, he wrote this song. It's called Honour and Praise, and for reasons I hope which will become plain when we get to the chorus. Thank you for your attention. On a fine summer's morning, we lay at the quay. The holds were filled high with the treasures of the sea, so that they could be transported by men such as we to homeland and for queen. When the load hoisted full sail, prayed for good winds to guide us and deliverance from gale, and the thoughts of the crew turned to home and strong ale, as we cast off the ropes and set sail. Fight for honour and for praise, sail the sea throughout the days, in cold ground I'll never lay. I'd rather die on the ocean. Thirty days out to sea, and the weather was fine. The wind that we prayed for, and making good time. The honour of first home was soon to be mine, the homeland and the queen. But the night became stormy, and the wind changed our course. A gale was a blowing, and the wind gathered force, and I wondered if ever we'd reach our home port, or if we'd all be lost in the storm.
of my days that I've given the lives of my crew just to pay. In search of the garlands of honor and praise, and I wish that I drowned in the storm. Fight for honor and for praise, sail the sea throughout the days, and gold ground I'll never lay. I'd rather die.
An instrumental, and it's a medley, and it was compiled in 1985, so it's got the title of Instrumental Medley 85.
Good day.
And the first two tunes were written by Mr. Pegg here on the bass guitar. Mr. Pegg on the bass guitar! And the first one's called The Riverhead, which is this teak bass guitar here, which was for sale. Which was for sale last night, and nobody bought it. So it's on the sale again tonight. And the second tune is the title track of the album, which we have on Festival Records, which you can all go and rush into the shops and buy tomorrow. And the third tune is an Irish tune called The Wise Maid.
Oh,
oh, sorry. The album, I thought I'd get another plug in later, you see. No, the album actually called Gladys's Leap. I'm sure they do, I've never seen one myself. And the other tune's called The Wise Maid, and I'm sure there's plenty of those here alive tonight. So this features Mr. Dave Pegg on the bass guitar. I've said that. All right. Yeah. And Mr. Dave Mattox on the drums. And Mr. Simon Nicol on the pocket handkerchief. Thank you.
I went down to the hiring fair for to sell the labour. Noticed a maid in the very next row, hoped she'd be my neighbour. Imagine then my delight when the farmer picked us both. Though I spoke not a word on the cost of the farm, a heartbeat in my throat. My lodging was dry and my master fair, I gave him full measure. Like corn in the field my envy grew, for in his house my treasure. I watched her carry water or dry cows from the fire, and the heat from the sun made the corn grow strong, and with it my desire. Dreaming in my dreams to rest. The lips, her eyes, her dark brown hair, the curves beneath her dress. The harvest time it came at length, so heavy was our task. But the women and the men worked side by side, so I had her near at last. Swung harder with my scythe, few words between us passed. I cursed my tongue-tied youthfulness and hoped she'd hear my heart. All was safely gathered in hand, sat down to rest. My trembling fingers touched her arm, she placed them on her breast. Thank you.
Thank you.